Hey, it's John Canzano. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And thanks to all the listeners and all of our sponsors who help make the Bald-Faced Truth the number one sports radio show in Portland. Enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Andrew Greif of the Oregonian's been all over the story this morning, and he joins us. You can read him on Oregon Live. Greif, Oregon's called a news conference for Thursday at 11. Is that right?
That's right.
What do you expect here? What do you expect in the near term and in the long term, and in your reaction as well?
Well, just starting with my reaction, I think a lot of people, I've been puzzled by a lot of people who are just immediately turned off by his 40-45 record overall and 24-25. You know, he took over a Western Kentucky team that was coming out of the football championship subdivision, transition them to the FBS. That's a pretty good job he did there, getting them 7 wins. You know, that's set up what Petrino and Brohm have done since there. With South Florida, you know, they were winless the year before he took over. Obviously, it was struggled the first year, but I think what I'm intrigued by is, you know, he has that reputation as a program builder. But Oregon, as we've seen with the firing of Mark Helfrich 2 years after the national title run, is not necessarily extremely patient. So even though this isn't a complete rebuild, can he fix what needs to be done at a pace that's maybe a little quicker than the jobs he took over at West Kentucky and South Florida?
The resources that Oregon has, when you start that conversation and I say, all right, he's got the job at Oregon, what are the things that Oregon has that Willie Taggart didn't have available to him at South Florida?
You know, South Florida, not knowing it intimately, they were pretty good, obviously, about 2007. They're obviously kind of part of the nouveau riche of college football who got good really quickly and then have been okay since. So I think they're probably – I think he has his backyard that Oregon doesn't is obviously just the geography, the recruiting. But he can tap into that now, go back to Florida. He has the built-in network. He's from Florida. Of all the high school coaches that he can get into and not feel like he's having to break new ground immediately on the recruiting trail, I think it's going to be really important. What Oregon has is pretty obvious. They have the financial backing, the marketing power of Nike. All that stuff is goes without needing explanation. But I think that he will have a fan base that is really hungry and a little cautious right now, cautious but confident.
We're talking to Andrew Greif of the Oregonian. Royce Freeman comes to mind immediately. Is Willie Taggart the kind of coach that convince Royce Freeman to come back for another season?
Well, his track record on offense, he's an offensive guy. He coached running backs, coached Toby Gerhardt at Stanford. I think that would probably make me take a meeting if I'm Royce Freeman and at least hear what the guy has to say. You know, if he's not a totally old school defensive guy, maybe that would turn some people off. But I think that Taggart's background, you know, they have a really good rusher and a quarterback rusher this year at South Florida. If I'm Royce Freeman, who after the Oregon State game said that what made his decision difficult about potentially going to the pros was that he didn't want to leave on a bad note, a bad taste in his mouth after this 4-8 season. I think if he's feeling any kind of hesitation, hearing that Taggart, comes with a lot of offensive bona fides is really promising.
The Oregon Ducks fans, immediately, half the fan base kind of shrugging, half the fan base going, hey, I'll buy this because I'm an Oregon fan and they must have made a good decision. When you look at the season ticket holders, how do you expect that to manifest itself as this hiring's announced? Will they retain people because of Willie Taggart?
Yeah, I bet that a good amount of people will buy back in, you know, hoping to be on the ground floor of something, almost like a, you know, hopefully they can prove to me why I should keep them in 2018. But I think that even though that he's not this huge name, splashy hire, and I do think that Brett McMurphy made a good point that, you know, those kinds of guys, it's Oregon's a tough job. I'm not sure it's going to lure that home run. I think that Taggart should instill some confidence, and we'll probably get people to buy in and say, yeah, I'm going to give this a chance. Who knows what will happen? But if it gets good, I'm definitely going to want in. I don't want to be outside looking in.
the Chip Kelly to Oregon, the Return of the King, the Hobbit, all that stuff, the Lion King. I mean, it's like it's poetry when you talk about Chip Kelly's possible return someday to Oregon. Does this close the door on this, or is that always going to be out there?
I think it's always going to be out there. Welcome, Willie, but you're about to be under the shadow of Chip Kelly again, even though you didn't even know the guy probably that well. I really do think that fans want Chip to want them. And so I was getting messages all week, and I kept telling people, no, we're not hearing. You and I aren't hearing anything about Chip. For people close to him, I would say that he has any indication that he would like to leave the pros, essentially admit defeat, and then come back to a place he's already won so much at. So I don't know, you can never say never on Chip, but at least for the next 3 years or so, I think that you can say, let's think about Willie.
We're talking to Andrew Greif of the Oregonian. Read him on Oregon Live. Follow him on Twitter. Andrew, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you.